Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've heard more Inspector Gadget jokes these last 24 hours than anything. Shut up, everyone. Shut up. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey!
Hello there,
everybody. We're back. Pregame. Sorry we couldn't do it last week. Scheduling conflict.
You know, you were just with the best player in the entire league.
Thanks to you.
Stop.
You guys, this is pregame 10 minutes of fun. You ask questions. We love it because it induces larger conversations. And also, we appreciate you guys actually caring and writing in questions. So here we go, girlfriend. Jay Pranjak. And again, full disclaimer, I and Aaron, we both butcher these all the time. And we
all the time
don't mean to. What is one quality you notice in all of the successful athletes you're around? I'll let you start. You're around.
I was
going to
say like a kind of, you know, you are too. I'm like a swag, you know, like just, and I know that doesn't just be if you have swagger, that doesn't mean you're super successful, but you know, the one, like I was just on the sidelines
and
you saw Travis, even Mahomes, the way like, you know, Andy Reid said he calms both the offense and the defense. Tom's got it. Aaron's
Mercedes
got it.
Mercedes like, Lewis
got it. Oh, Mercedes Lewis has got it. What do you think?
I am unabashed about my crush on Mercedes Lewis.
He's great.
And here's another thing
His
that I do love
too.
About my current boyfriend who's adorable. I was never with confident men in the past, so I could never actually say that I like thought someone was hot or thought someone was whatever. I had to be like, oh, no, they're not. I just full on say it to Steve. I'm like, how hot is this guy? Like how you can do with Jared. And it's not weird. So there's a concept. But yeah, I think it's definitely swag. I think it's confidence. But I had mentioned it as I was tagging that interview with Mahomes. The really, really great ones have humility, and it's humility with confidence. It's the fact that, you know, they know that they're great. The old Scott Thompson adage, if you're that great, you don't have to tell us, we'll figure it out. Like, it's the ones that are like the D-list celebrities in my time at Extra that you're like, okay, if Julia Roberts can be kind, you on your Lifetime movie should be kind. Okay, 5, 6, 7, 8.
That was so well said. OD21, what is your favorite snack?
OD.
When binging, again, a TV series or a movie. So what's your favorite snack when binging a TV series or movie? I'm going to say I'm really on a pistachio binge, not an ad, wish it was. Mm-hmm. And I love the ones that are already like de-shelled. What about
you? Interesting. You don't like the effort of having to de-shell them?
I don't have time
Are
for
you
that.
Into the one with the flavors, like the red chili and all those ones? Or you like the classic pistachio flavor?
I like the classic one.
I love, yes, we know, it's not an ad again. I wish it was. Goldfish. I could eat morning, noon, and night. I also love the smart pop, like any kind of popcorn.
Ooh,
that's like the healthy pop, the smart, the Parmesan. My dogs love that. They get real excited when that black bag with the corn and the white writing comes out.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
All ads we wish we had, Ryan, just an FYI.
Next is how cute is this name? I might need to change my name to this after today. Positivity 30. Either of y'all ever had a cigarette smoking phase? Faze, no.
Thankfully, no.
I was just like, you're cheesy. I'm going to smoke when I drink kind of gal. Or yeah. I crush some heaters when I'm in, when I'm on all my European vacations, you know. I love a heater when I'm traveling in abroad because then it makes me feel like fancier.
The one person I want to have a heater with, and that doesn't even sound like something to come out of my mouth, is Brian Daboll. So there's that.
Ooh, really? And by the way, I also know, and I haven't seen this, but the guys on Amazon, because we're talking about it when we go to Tennessee at the end of the year, Vrabel, packs on packs on packs.
Whoa.
He's out there just chaining it up. Mm-hmm, that's right. You're up, girl.
Okay, Allison, cooling, calling, work a game that's 100 degrees or 20 degrees. Okay,
great
so
question.
Would you rather work a cold game or a hot game? I've done both and they both suck. So there's really, I mean, a cold game, your nose is running, you can't feel your hands. A hot game, you've got sweat coming out of every area and it's just not attractive.
Do you ever worry about the butt sweat? Like, you probably...
All the time. We've talked about it. I've also sweat like so bad through my chest. Like the only like dry area was my bra. And that was super awkward. So now you kind of have to be really smart about the colors. You go light colors, you go whites, and you go creams because you just can't see the sweat through it. That's what I did when I had Tampa this year.
Yeah, so cute with the hats. I'm really into the hats on you, cold or
Thanks.
Hot.
I've heard more Inspector Gadget jokes these last 24 hours than anything. Shut up, everyone. Shut up.
We don't have
Patrick
enough time.
Patrick Mahomes said he liked it.
Yeah, exactly, because he understands fashion. And although I need to talk to him about a few of the things, him and Kelsey, we need to get line one about I would love to do like a, you know, MTV Cribs, but like do it with the closets of these guys.
Yeah.
I have questions about certain things. I don't work enough games to, like you do, and actually be standing out there to endure the heat or the freezing temperatures. But I think I would always rather be cold than hot, because cold, I feel like you can just bundle up, but... Anywho.
You look so cute cold. You did.
Oh, you're sweet. Krista Van Deventer. What's the best concert you've ever been to?
What do you have?
Celine Dion in Vegas. And
Me
I need
too.
To see Adele. Did you see that Shania Twain was at the Adele concert? And
no.
She was wearing a hat similar to yours. And Adele didn't know that she was there. And she was like, oh, if I had known you were there, thank you so much for like coming to my show, which I think is adorable.
Aww.
But yeah, I think Celine Dion or my first ever, I think I've talked about this before, my first ever concert, Brooks and Dunn. And guess who opened for them? Faith Hill. That's how long ago it was.
God.
I know. What
That's
was Christopher
so
Columbus like, Carissa? Great guy. Go ahead, girl.
And Grindstaff. Okay. What is something you're each going to do for yourself this week? Self-care. I have to get a manicure. Not because I want to, but just because my nails look like crap and people see them on TV. So that sucks.
I just got a manicure and then I text, who I have a very great, I have a great relationship with my girl, Lynn. But they already peeled off. And this is my loyalty. I'm loyal
Carissa.
To a fault. They're always peeling off. The nails are always breaking. And I threaten to leave Lynn. And then I always keep going back. This is a theme in my life. I'm a glutton for punishment because my loyalty runs so deep that people just take full advantage of me. And I'm like, I'm back for more. I finally had to like, well, I'm not going to say what I had to do. Never mind.
What all color
right,
did you get?
I got bubble bath, which again, I know better because I'm so boring and I just go with neutrals because I have man hands, as we've discussed.
Even though it's winter?
I know. I don't really adhere to, but I'll tell you what lets me know it's winter. Look at how my body's tan with the self tanner and my hands are white. This is a dead giveaway. Remember
bronzy bronzer sent
yeah,
it.
Exactly. You guys are great. Thank you so much for submitting these questions. And per usual, we've got a full episode out Thursday. I am on fire about a whole bunch of different things. So join us Thursday. And as always, keep submitting questions. Thank you. Bye.
Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.